This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Unfinished Men by Miss Greenwood. I can no longer burn for two, and certainly not for three. It's that truth which might shake your comfort zone, but in the end, it sets me free. Seeing potential without any action leads to some sad and mad dissatisfaction. I've seen potential, yes, but without any action, it becomes a ghost. A haunting echo of an almost love, you know, that kind of love that hurts the most. No, my loves, you are not evil. You're only weak. You were never cruel, just not complete. Too afraid to rise, too fragile to meet. Too insecure for my love to carry, which you actually never really had to seek. Too anxious to change what always worked for you, but actually never really did. Your lack of affection was what led to our dynamics and imbalanced interaction, I have to admit. You're a shadow that makes promises it never intends to keep. A shadow from which I could only guess where it comes from or where it goes, but never becoming really deep. Your ease became a weight on my wings meant to fly, too light to hold me, too slow to try. Your shallow depth has become weight upon my free and wild wings, easy, relaxed, attached, but without any strings. Easiness can turn heavy when it carries what's always been unsaid. All the feelings you've buried and all the truths you've left for the dead instead. Easiness too heavy to carry, or could it be my own? The perception of all those feelings you hid, never capable of truly being shown. This is my female rebirth after a sexual but asexual heartbreak of mine. I rise in all my female energy and learn again how to be mine. I rise, not angry, but finally whole. I love myself more than your almosts, your perhaps, your self-soothing roles. I love myself more than all of your, well, let's sees. More than all out of your commodiousness arising maybes. I love my fire more than your promising, but actually cold breezes of unapproachable aloofness mess. Yes, I found you both attractive, thought we might align. I tried, I reached, I danced towards hope, but none of you ever truly met mine. Damn, I found you two so attractive, was really convinced you'd be a good match. I dared to come closer, I tried, even if it meant some hopelessly hopeful and desperate fight. But I've never experienced any success in that, since your mental cage and fear is everything you've ever had. Would never want to hate you for something I've done to myself for many years. I still love in spite of your deepest, chaos-bringing fears. Now I know, I will not hate you for what I allowed. I will simply stop burning where there is no fire but only doubt allowed. I loved, I love. Those were my deeds. I just need to stop loving against myself and my very own needs. I've stopped asking myself, and believe me, I too often did. On my patio, sitting out there writing from my heart and from my most loving mind. I've stopped asking myself, sitting on my patio all by myself and all alone.
Will you ever rise to meet me?
Or must I finally rise on my own? A soul of no age, shifting in and out of internal organs. White blood cells curse, being held back in the busy traffic of the body. Signs flash with warnings of disturbance. The heart screams in agony, corrupted, deflowered at the hands of an invisible poet. Skin age 25 gives way to new textures, wrinkled flesh and flaky liquids. A soul of no age. Settling within the hole, calcium sucked dry. How could a non-entity act in Caligulan manner? Intelligence no more, integrity lost. Untrue are the veins, their patterns disguised now as the motorway to the soul with no age. By L. Sirs.
What I love about women's sports.
By Lauren Mantis. It's the sweat, the ponytails, the surprise of acrylic nails. Women moving like predators instead of prey. The endurance, the focus. Their serious faces, only smiling when they've achieved something beautiful. The little girls in the crowd learning. This is another way a woman's body can be celebrated. Watching a goal lift a sea of people to their feet. Perpetual motion, kinetic energy, like growth, like hope, like possibility. The knowledge that failure just means next week there is a chance of redemption. Always another opportunity for a win, always loud and lifted by the cheers of the faithful. Wild Acolyte by Jenny Beldame. If my body is a temple, I am its priest. I will offer it the strongest grains. My grandfathers did not farm the land for me to starve. I will pluck the ripest, juiciest fruits and serve them in golden bowls to this body. My mothers did not give me a full belly for me to remain barren. For this temple, I will sacrifice the fattest calves. My uncles did not drive the steers for my bones to require a scaffold. I shall wash this temple in abundant flora from verdant forests. My aunts did not teach the medicines for me to fall ill. This temple will glisten with fragrant oils from the lushest groves. My fathers did not fell the trees for me to not feel home. I shall adorn this temple in the finest flax and silks. My grandmothers did not weave their fingers numb, creating wonderful garments for my skin to chap in the wilderness. I shall glorify this temple, for this body is a testament of perseverance and triumph, the love and glory of time eternal. When two riders fall in love, they amuse each other, weaving words. And when at war with each other, they use equal amounts of flowery words as swords. By Nita S.
This poem first appeared in Flora Fauna, an internationally curated book of eco-poetry and photography, edited by Pete Taylor and published by Open Shutter Press.
Paper Boats by Donna Burke Escrow. I am a river coiling, curving, flowing o'er at first light, jumping the reeds, rushes, sedges, trailing silver ribbons of salmon. I run heavy with blood, tears, poison, broken hearts of bears, wispy with water hyacinths, damselflies. Listen to my ancient songs from glacial depths to tarnished surface. Pay heed as I flood, surge, rage against jagged cliffs. Crack boulders and chisel stone into sacred chasms. Attend as I light the votive candles of 10,000 transparent spawn. Kneel as you set sail your paper boats, fleeting as wings of time. I am a river, resolute as the constant stars, my blue veins coursing, coursing to the thumping heart of the sea. Propaganda I'm not falling for. Laws make us safe. War is necessary. Our worth is determined by our usefulness. Children must be taught right and wrong. Productivity creates happiness. Sugar is bad. Babies are dumb. Intelligence can be measured. Empathy makes you weak. No pain, no gain. The world is a cruel place. I don't deserve to be happy. There's more suffering than good, and art won't save us. By Maggie Devers.
Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.